mules can be stubborn. So what do you do with a mule that simply won't obey? Wilbur was told what he should do, but whether he'd ever follow that advice again is very much in question. The story of how to handle a stubborn mule is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
During World War II, Wilbur Taylor was part of the 18th Veterinary Evacuation Hospital, stationed in India and Burma. His job was to care for mules that were used to transport supplies in the jungles of those countries.
We set up camp and start to take care of mules as they got wounded or they had cinch sores or corn on their feet or rope burns or shrapnel.
Handling a sometimes stubborn mule could be a challenging job, but there were rules on what you could and could not do.
You wasn't allowed to hit a mule with your fist. You could slap them, but you wasn't allowed to, that'd be abusing them. You wasn't allowed to do that at all.
Things didn't always go as planned, though. Sometimes they'd use a twitch on a mule's nose to get them to obey, but this time was different.
Captain says, work your hand up his neck and get a hold of his ear and twist his ear. Well, I twist that old long ear, I thought it was going to come off. So then he said, bend that end of it over and bite it. I did, and that mule reached around and got me and grabbed me and swung me three times.
Wilbur says he came home with the bite marks that mule gave him on the other side of the globe. But even for their sometimes stubbornness, mules were important to our troops.
Okay. It was so dark in those jungles, naturally, that they didn't know where the trail was. So they just turned the mules loose and hung on their tails. They took them where they're supposed to be going.
In 1945, the war was over. Wilbur landed in New York and was sent back to his home in Missouri. Caring for those mules had literally taken him around the world. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.